Insidious attacks in the Middle East. In this article, we will talk about the treacherous attack on the U.S. military base in Jordan and the cause of the attack on Santa Maria Church in Turkey. Iran has denied any involvement in the recent attack on a U.S. military base in Jordan. According to John Kirby, the security spokesman for the United States White House, there is currently no evidence linking Iran to the attack. Republican congressmen or senators are making statements and saying, "Let's deal a heavy blow to Iran, let's hit Tehran, let's hit the port cities." John Kirby says in his statement that the United States will respond to Iran, but this does not mean that we will fight Iran. In short, he says we don't want to fight Iran. According to Iran's permanent representative to the United Nations, the recent attack was allegedly organized by forces that want America to remain in the region. The Islamic Shiite Resistance Organization has claimed responsibility for the attack. According to Iran's permanent representative to the United Nations, the groups in favor of the United States' continued presence in the region were responsible for this. On the same day, a peace meeting was held in Paris to negotiate an armistice agreement between Israel and Palestine. The talks were attended by Egypt, Israel, Qatar, and the USA. During the meeting, a U.S. military base in Jordan was attacked. There was an attack on a church in Turkey. At the time of the attack on the Santa Maria Church in Turkey, the car that came in front of the church was a car with a Polish license plate brought from Poland. The Polish consul and his family were present in the church. The idea was to create a problem between Poland and Turkey. Poland is an emerging state in Eastern Europe, has good relations with Turkey, and is a critical player in the war in Ukraine. If Turkey had not been able to catch the assassin, it would have badly affected relations between Turkey and Poland. This was a Catholic church and the message was directed at the Vatican. A similar scenario happened in the past and the Russian consul in Turkey was shot dead by the police during a conference. But Turkey proved that this attack was organized by crypto organizations. They had done this in the past to disrupt the cooperation between Turkey and Russia. Jamal Khashoggi was killed to spoil relations between Turkey and Saudi Arabia. The team that came to kill Jamal Khashoggi came with a private plane from Egypt. I think that a similar attack could happen in Germany. They want to close the Alternative for Germany, AfD, party. AfD party will target it. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Subject: Insidious Attacks in the Middle East. Data: February 1, 2024.